After a brief period of relative calm in the port city of Karachi, the incidents of sectarian targeted killings once again claimed the lives of two members of Shia community, including an ex-secretary of Shia Ulema Council, Qasr Zaidi. Furious participants of the funeral procession behind me are demanding what they call their primary right of security from the state, which they say has failed so far to deliver this right. The man who unsuccessfully tried to kill Zaidi in August finally accomplished their mission on Friday at Pakistan Chowk, a place near to the financial street of Pakistan, the eye at Chandrigarh Road. The 50-year-old Qasr was shot at close range as he was on his way home with his wife. She emerged unscathed. Just 3 hours later, another Shia man was gunned down in the city.
It seems that the sectarian violence has started before the commencement of Muharram to counter the political unrest which is growing day by day, and maybe the government is anticipating that it will expand. So maybe to counter that agitation, this sectarian violence has been initiated.
The city witnessed a relative peace after the apex court of the country started hearing of Karachi violence in Ramadan. Observers believe that this may start a new wave of violence in Karachi as Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar, is approaching. The Shia community in Balochistan also came under intense attack recently, when about 29 people were killed in two separate targeted incidents, including an attack in Mastung on pilgrims heading to Iran.
اس کھیل کے پیچھے پاکستانی حکومت ہے اور پاکستانی ایجنسیاں ہیں مکمل طور پر
I hold the central and provincial government responsible for this year-old game which they started once again because the government has failed completely to provide the basic right to its subjects and that is providing security to people's lives I think the so much notice over Karachi killings by the Supreme Court of Pakistan went in vain because it could not punish criminals and the conviction rate in our country is less than 3%
According to the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, over 1,400 people were killed during the first 8 months of 2011 because of ethnic, sectarian and political violence. Experts say although the law enforcement agencies have launched crackdown against those responsible following the Supreme Court's verdict over Karachi violence, but due to the politicization of these institutions, the results of these crackdowns will be limited. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.